Yes, Father, and I have a question for a friend who's a very devout Catholic who
Good.
loves Jesus and the Blessed Mother and believes in everything the Catholic Church teaches and tries to live her life as you know, well as she can and everything, does everything, rosaries, divine mercy, everything, masses, the whole works. She wants to know, like, what your thought is about when the Blessed Mother, when she's appeared at Fatima, Rwanda, Japan, wherever, and she says, penance, penance, penance. And she wants to know what your thought is about, like, what more can she do than what she's doing? Like, what does the Blessed Mother mean when she's asking for penance?
Well, you know, I always think of these things in Greek. I don't know that our Blessed Mother spoke Greek, but I'm sure she speaks it quite well now. However, the word penance or repentance is metanoia, which in Greek means allow God. This is the hardest form of penance. The hardest form. I can say rosaries. I can abstain from food. Believe me, I don't enjoy that at all. But this is the most elusive kind of penance, a true repentance. Metanoia means, it's what St. Paul says, do not be conformed to the spirit of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Metanoia means have a new mind. In other words, to allow God to completely change my mind. I can say all the prayers I want, but if I can say, God, I'm still right and you're wrong, then that repentance is ridiculous. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. To truly repent is to make the prayer, Lord, teach me your ways, part of the very marrow of your bones. That most people say, give me what I want when they pray. That's certainly how I pray. But the way that the real believer prays is, teach me your ways, O Lord, teach me your ways. You know, to allow God to point out when you are wrong. I have met people who are devoutly religious, and I have been people who am devoutly religious, who will not give an inch that I'm right, everything else is wrong. To have a teachable spirit is a very hard thing. And to real penance is, you know, the true penance. You know, you remember the story of the Pharisee and the publican, the tax collector, that the Pharisee reminded God of all of the wonderful things he did and how great he was. And the publican said, have mercy on me, O Lord, I'm a sinner. That's penance. Oh, that's easy. It most certainly is not. It's not easy to do it for real. It's easy to say the words, to mouth the words. But to allow God to point out how unimportant, how little, and how, you know, when we talk about little, our Blessed Mother, St. John Paul the Great, said that the Blessed Mother was the most redeemed of women. And I think that's a very, very exciting thing for him to have said. She was the most repentant of people, though she was immaculately conceived. She truly had that mind that was in Christ Jesus, who thought nothing of himself. We read in Philippians, the second chapter, though he was in equal to God, he did not deem his equality or the form of God something to be grasped at, but he emptied himself and became a slave, and was obedient unto death. And our Blessed Mother, she says to the angel, I am the slave of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. That for our Blessed Mother and our Lord to think of themselves as small, as unimportant. I know that sounds impossible, but they did. That's what the Bible says. Our Blessed Mother says he has looked on the unimportance of his servant. That's what that word is. He looked on the humility of his servant. The word is unimportance. So real repentance is to allow the Lord to point out your sins and then to truly weep for them. Repentance, repentance, repentance. If we had a world full of humble people, it would be a wonderful, wonderful world. And I suppose I should start with myself.